All right. She's been very busy over the last week or so, making her way in and around the island. She, of course, is the lieutenant of Great State of New York. Her name is Kathy Hochul. And we welcome her as always. Lieutenant Governor, great to have you aboard here in kind of a crazy week as we get towards the election day, big day. But you have certainly been making the rounds in our neck of the woods. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay, and thank you for having me back on the show. And yes, I had a fabulous number of days on the island making some important announcements. One was one for the Dario Company, a world-renowned guitar string and drum and instrument manufacturer right here on the island. And what they're doing is transitioning some of their lines to be able to make the protective equipment, the face shields, that, as you recall, Jay, just a few short months ago, you know, we are scouring the earth in search of masks and gowns and supplies for testing kits. And, the governor and I, we don't want to be reliant on places like China. Why not build it in America? And why not even better build it on Long Island? And so we are going to be supporting them financially to help them create over 2 million new masks, as well as supporting another great manufacturer on the island. Hassan Industries gave them $800,000 so they could create more surgical masks. So this is all related to COVID, but it's also about creating jobs right on the island, which is so important as so many people have lost their positions because of the virus. So, yeah, it was that and a number of other announcements. I was over at the Island Harvest. Unbelievable place, Jay. Anybody who is familiar with their work, their need for the food banks and for them to get more contributions is incredible. I had a chance to help them with masks and hand sanitizers they're putting in their food boxes. And we've been doing a lot and just letting people know that we're not just letting this paralyze us. We've got a lot of work to do during this pandemic to see our way clear.
No, you're right, 100%. Love the story regarding the music manufacturer, regarding the face shields, helping frontline workers. I can only think of the way New York has battled the coronavirus, Lieutenant Governor Hochul, as compared to what we're seeing right now in the rest of the country. Why do you think we're seeing the levels very low here? You look at the infection rates and everything else. You've had a couple of hotbeds. We know the governor announcing, Rockland, Orange, parts of Brooklyn, a couple of spots within the five towns here on the island. But overall, the numbers have been pretty good. What do you base that on?
It is quite extraordinary, and I think it comes down to leadership that the governor very early on took his case to the people every single day. Everybody tells me they had lunch with the governor and had a chance to hear him tell it like it was, and they were enlisting the experts. This is not what the governor and I think it should be. It's what the experts, the medical personnel, the epidemiologists are telling us is how you battle a pandemic. And so the buy-in from New Yorkers was incredible. The fact that people are very compliant with mask wearing, I saw it as I was walking around about a dozen communities in the last few days on Long Island. I checked this out. People are being very compliant. The businesses, they're adhering to, I know they're tough regulations, but they're doing what they need to do. So that's all. It was that simple, Jay. And that could have been the outcome in the rest of the country. Just look at the template, look at the playbook that Governor Cuomo wrote for the state of New York, where you go from the highest infection rate in the nation to now among the lowest, absolute lowest. And the whole country could be, or we could be already supercharging our economy, but instead there's other places that are seeing dramatic increases in cases and worse yet is hospitalization. So that it didn't have to be this way. That's what's so exasperating about this. But we're going to keep doing what we're doing here in the state of New York, protecting the safety of New Yorkers as well as making sure that we get our businesses back going again because people need to work.
No question. I love the food bank story. In Hot Park, kind of accentuating the state's efforts to connect upstate and the Long Island produce with some of these local food banks and boosting the farmers as well as the struggles continue. And, you look at these efforts and they're team efforts. They really are. It's tremendous to see when you think about a group helping others. And this is what the state has been engaging in for so long now. It really sets a pretty good example, I think,
And this could be going on everywhere as well. I mean, it's not rocket science. You can say, wait a minute, we have a lot of farmers, think about the dairy farmers upstate or the vegetable farmers who all of a sudden lost their market when they didn't have to supply schools anymore. Schools shut down, colleges shut down. so many businesses shut down, all of a sudden there's this surplus of farm goods. So we realized, and simultaneously, people losing their jobs, the lines at the food banks are unprecedented. I mean, it's heartbreaking to see families that thought they were going to be fine, all of a sudden anxious about whether or not they're going to have the money to put dinner on the table, and little kids going hungry. But this is America today. It should not be happening. So the governor jumped right on this and like connected with through a program called Nourish New York, our great agriculture team and our economic development team working together to get the farm produce purchased by the state, get it to the food banks and places like Island Harvest. Their demand is incredible. They told me that they went from serving about 200,000 people a year, which is still a high number, to over 350,000 families just during the pandemic. So the demand is unprecedented. And to link the two together, the farmers and these food banks, is just another example of being creative and trying to find your way dealing with the pandemic, something none of us have ever had experience doing, but we're just trying to do the best we can.
Listen, we can't thank you enough. We know you got a very busy morning here on a Monday, and I am sure we will talk very soon. Thank you for all of the efforts in the last week or two.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Good talking to you. Bye-bye now.